The Easter candle blow out? I think the blessed mother blew the Easter candle out.
No, it's lit.
Oh, it's lit? Okay, good. Just a little down buried. It's just the month of May. We want to honor our blessed mother a little bit, special when the liturgy doesn't have anything. Like yesterday with the apostles kind of trump when it's a feast day. But today's kind of an open day to honor our blessed mother. The readings, you look at St. Paul, and this, he goes to explain Jesus. I want to explain Jesus to you. And we talked about this a few weeks ago. He has to start with the whole context. You're back! Whoa! How was the trip? It was a good trip? Yay, great. He has to explain Jesus from the Old Testament. It's like Bram Petrie, like the Jewish roots of Jesus, like from the beginning. And so he goes back in his whole spiel from the very beginning to give them the context. And I have to imagine, like, Luke maybe is giving us the summary of St. Paul's speech from he's seated leading in the leader chair of the synagogue explaining the Old Testament. But I would imagine that St. Paul went on to share things like Psalm 89 and trying to explain all these things in the light of Jesus Christ. And God chose David, his servant, as the king and promised, I found David, a man after my own heart. He will carry my every wish. And then the psalm even said, forever my kindness is established for him. I've anointed him. My name will be, through my name, his horn will be exalted. He will say of me, you are my father. Which kind of applies to David, but man, does it apply to Jesus. All the more so. The promise was made to David, but it was made through David over Jesus, the one who was to come. And I also think of, again, St. Paul, getting in the footprints of St. Paul, like that his thoughts, his what was going through his mind as he explained all these things. He himself had been told these episodes of the gospel. He himself had learned that Jesus washed the apostles' feet. And when that Jesus had shared these things to him, and that Jesus had said, I know those whom I have chosen. And St. Paul maybe remembered that God had said to Ananias, Jesus had said to Ananias, I know Paul. I know the one whom I have chosen. I know what he is going to suffer for me. And then Jesus would say, and Paul would receive it, whoever receives the one I send, receives me. And for St. Paul to be the one sent by God, one of the ones sent by God, and to be standing in the Jewish synagogue saying all these things, it's kind of beautiful to be in the person of St. Paul, imagining what it was like to preach Jesus for the first time. What you felt like, what you had to appeal to, how you got their attention. And you actually find out in the story, I don't think they received him very well. What that was like, to know only that you had done the will of the Lord, whether it was received or not. And some seeds fell on good soil and some didn't. And the church grew. We just ask St. Paul to continue to intercede for us as we live out the resurrection. We live out the message of the gospel, the good news. And we proclaim it to others. We know our faith. We know our scriptures. We want to know better and better our scriptures and all that's been revealed to us. And we know, above all, that we have been chosen to give that message to others and that our Lord knows you and me, those whom he has chosen. May we be convinced of that. Be renewed in that. May our Blessed Mother intercede for us as we carry out that sacred mission, the treasure we carry in vessels of clay. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.